Now, as we mentioned earlier on, there is a video circulating on social media of an alleged party in the Glencarrig estate in Sligo town. Mostly young people outside the house, but we're not clear, and I don't think anybody is clear as to whether it's a current video or event or not. And we've had a number of texts from listeners this morning suggesting it is, and there was an event last night, if not over the past few nights. We have a caller on line five. You're saying, caller, there was an event, is that it?
Oh, there absolutely was. And if anybody's in doubt, all they've got to do is take a walk down. I would advise walking as opposed to driving, because your tyres will be flittered. It's like somebody just got two binfuls of glass and junk and bottles and just emptied them all over the green area and around the footpath. It's just like, it's back to the normal days, the way things used to always be with the students when the party tired. Only this time they're partying hard during a pandemic, which they really shouldn't be at. You could hear them. Like, our house isn't in, it's not in the estate. It's about, it's out near the timber yard direction, and you could actually hear it at the back of our house.
Yeah, which is, for those who don't know, that's about maybe half a mile away, is it? Or
roughly? Oh, I'd say if I was to walk up there now, I'd say it'd take me about 7-8 minutes to walk up there. Yeah. So about 8 minutes walking distance. And yeah, you could hear the party down here and the noise of them, like galoos roaring their brains off. But I mean, apart from what we heard, I took a spin in then about 10 o'clock. The guards had dispersed it by that stage because they had got so many calls in about it. And fair play to the guards, they have been driving around the estates and trying their best to keep vigilant and all that sort of stuff. But this morning at 9 o'clock, I was driving past and I saw a group of 8 boys coming out, very hungover, coming out of the student village opposite the regional college. And I followed them just to see which way they went with their bottles of Heineken. And they were drinking their Heineken and the hair of the dog. And they went straight back into Partyville, into that house there. They just turned around the corner to go in there. So there's obviously a few little cures going on now as we speak. From yesterday's, but I mean, the sun came out. Of course, the students were going to go out, and the reason they stayed on the green, it wasn't because they wanted to be in the outside.
Well, we should just,
but they wanted to be in the green area, so the
no. I'm
really
just going
to
say we can't say for definite if it was students involved. There were people, and our people maybe in a party mood or whatever. But we don't know it's students. It's
well, I mean,
young people. Let's put it that way.
For virtually a year. And all of a sudden, I know the regional college is supposed to be closed to most courses, but I am well aware that they are here, and Ballinode has got extremely busy, and there's nobody wearing masks, and there's plenty of boxes of drink being carried back and forth, over and back the road, from the off-licence, from the supermarkets, in and out the road. Huge amount of it. You don't see bags of shopping, but you see plenty of boxes of drink walking in and out the road. And they're not walking in and out the road on their own. They're escorted by students or people that should be in the regional college or online learning or whatever they're supposed to be, because I've never seen these people working in shops or factories or business premises around the place. And they're walking around with boxes where most people will be working in those hours. So they obviously are students that are back living in the houses.
Okay, all right. Well, that, yeah, it is your opinion. We can say that for definite. You said, interestingly, caller, that the Gardaí broke up this event because people are now ringing in and saying, where were the guards and why didn't he know
about
it?
The guards are around, because I actually got pulled myself one night. I had a bulb missing in my back light of my car, and I got pulled for that by the guards. So the guards are there and they are vigilant around the place. So they are keeping an eye on the place. When they managed to spot my backlight, the bulb had blown.
Yeah.
And I appreciate them telling me that, because I actually wasn't aware of it myself and I was able to go and get it fixed. And I really am glad that the guards did point to this, so fair play to them. I walked across them for that. Jeez, I was delighted that they told me, to be honest. But, yeah, the guards are out and they are around and they're driving around and they do come when they're called, but that little party was definitely happening at the green yesterday. And
okay.
Reason being, no landlord was going to be done for it, or whoever was the main renter of the house wasn't going to be done and fined for it.
Yeah, okay. So definitely there was an event yesterday, and I don't know if it has gone on for a few days, but there are suggestions that it was over successive nights. I don't know if you know that to be the case.
Well,
or not.
If you go out the back here of the house, you can hear them when they're kicking off out the back of our house. You can hear the noise of them. And you know, well, like, even my kids, they say, oh, there's a party kicking off. I mean, you can hear them. You know they're looing and roaring and, like, jackasses. And, I mean, nobody's deaf. Nobody's daft. And we do know that they are out there and they are partying. Now, I've driven round a few times after I've heard a lot of noise to try and see what houses, but they all have blackout curtains on their windows, so you don't get to see too much of what goes on behind the hall door, but you don't see or hear. If you drive into the house and say, you can't detect which house number it is too easy. But if you look, just take a spin down by the green, it's just appalling. I hope they go out with their sweeping brushes today and they clean up the mess they've made, because I'll tell you, it's a disgrace. It's absolutely a disgrace. It's like raccoons in a skip had taken all the bottles out and just pegged them out onto the road or something. They're just everywhere.